一段大家一起唱，第二段呢是弟兄唱，第三段是姐妹唱，然后副歌我们大家都一起唱。
We'll have three verses, first to all together, second brothers, third sisters, and the refrain and everybody again.
Wang Hui Zhen Shen Ka Shen Jiu Da Shen为爱使人生这次下度生子献上把生命为人赎罪受害愿生门的大概人人的够来赞美主赞美主全体儿女主神赞美主赞美主Let me be your rejoice 亲爱这是把耶稣来到跟前便要给着他一成就大事
的弟兄唱
救主流化血和当全被求恩全身应许赐给唤醒他的人罪人终至罪魁若真心相信一心靠主就必得赦罪之恩
大家一唱
赞美主赞美主全体聆听主声赞美主赞美主万民欢乐欢喜亲爱接生子耶稣来到父前荣耀归主他已成就大事过
姐妹
Sisters
父神赞美主念你聆听主声赞美主赞美主难免欢乐欢喜亲爱主这把耶稣来到的山恩怨的热海里成就大事光
神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son
叫一切信他的人不至灭亡反得永生
That whosoever believe will have eternal life
神的爱就借此向我们显明了
So that God's love reveal us in this
神的爱是神上的爱
God's love is a holy love
是奇异的爱
It's amazing love.
下面让我们唱一首诗歌奇异的爱。
And can it be that I shall gain?
我们唱第一节、第二节、第五节。
We'll sing verse 1, 2, and 5.
山的爱，光的盛开。
主，我们谦卑地站立到你面前。
Lord, we humbly stand before you.
我们真是感谢你奇异的爱。
We really appreciate your amazing love.
你这位创造宇宙万有的神，竟然爱我们这些卑微的人。
The creator of the whole universe, that thou should love us humble people.
甚至取了人的样式来到我们当中。
That you become the form of man and come among us.
而且为我们的罪死在十字架上。
And you die for our sin on the cross.
主啊，这实在是奇异的爱。
Lord, this is amazing love.
我们向你献上感谢。
That we give our thanks to you.
我们也谢谢你在我们每天的生活当中做我们的主。
We thank you to be our Lord in our everyday life.
你乐意听我们的祷告。
That you are more than happy to listen to our prayers.
我们来亲近你，你就亲近我们。
When you try to be close to you, that you are close to us.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们今天也要再庆祝一位弟兄的受洗归入主的名下。
Lord, today we are going to celebrate the baptism of our brother.
主啊，这都是你奇异的恩典。
This is your amazing grace.
你来是要寻找拯救世上的人。
You come to seek for those who are lost.
我们就像迷失的羊一样。
That we are like a sheep that were lost.
你却像好牧人，把我们一个一个的找回来。
That you are the good shepherd that seek out of us one by one.
主，我们这些蒙恩的人也再次把自己献上。
And Lord, that we dedicate ourselves as a person receiving your grace.
主啊，你来使用我们。
Lord, you use us.
来为你广传福音。
That we will propagate your gospel for you.
让更多的人也能够认识你。
That more people will know you.
我们把今天的聚会恭敬仰望，交托在主的手中。
We dedicate today's service into your hands.
愿这个聚会因着你的同在，成为一个美丽的时刻。
May this meeting, because of your presence, become a beautiful moment.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们今天有赵树凡弟兄要受洗归入主的名下。
Today we have the baptism for Brother Chou Fan Chu.
He is Joseph and Ed,
He is the uncle of our elder Joseph and the Ed.
那今天他的儿子也专程的来到伊萨卡来看爸爸的洗礼。
And his son has also participated in this worship.
Uncle, 现在可不可以请你起立？
Can Uncle stand up?
我就是很慎重的在众人面前。问你几个信仰的问题。
I'll be very carefully ask you several questions about your faith.
你是不是相信如圣经所说的，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀？这包括你，包括我。
Do you believe that, as the Bible says, all have sinned and have shared fall part of short of the glory of God?
你是不是相信靠着我们自己没有办法解决罪的问题？所以我们需要接受神的恩典。
Do you believe that no one can solve the problem of sin by his own merit or effort?
你是不是相信耶稣基督就是为了这个缘故来到这个世界上，为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上？
Do you believe that the grace God prepares for us is Jesus Christ, who was given to us to die on the cross to pay for the price of sins on our behalf?
你是不是就存着感恩的心接受耶稣基督做你个人的救主？
Do you accept with gratitude the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ and accept him as your personal savior?
你是不是也愿意接受他做你生命的主，一生一世跟随他走在他的道路上？
Do you now invite him to into Lord to live in you, your heart, and to be the Lord of your life, and do you commit yourself to trust and obey his guidance?
我们现在就请你上来分享你的见证。
Can you come up and share your testimony? No translation.
Hello. 我是广东人，我的名字呢就叫赵春凡，是在香港来到纽约，已经有四十多年了。香港纽约那个时候呢，就我就在餐馆做工的，因为工作的方面呢的时间很长，就没什么时间呢就去教会参加那个之日崇拜。我在纽约那个时候呢就见过很多困难那些事情，各方面呢就个问题呢困难重重，有好多嘢咧就解决唔到嘅，就经过好耐嘅时间咧，咁啊，阿张锦年同佢嘅太太阿小平就系咧就叫我哋上嚟 Ekmega 喺嗰度居住，咁咧就我哋就搬咗上嚟呢度 Ekmega 居住啦。但是呢搬来 Ekmega 住之后呢，他们小平呢就带我们来这间教会来参加那个主日崇拜。有时候呢他又说跟我们一起呢就祈祷啦，祈祷求神呢就看顾我们两位同个太太两个老人。自从呢来到 Ekmega 居住之后呢，就时常呢来这个教会啦，就同埋咧參加嗰個團契嗰個聚會，但係來咗之後咧，我覺得個心情咧就平靜得好多好多。咁啊，來到呢度咧，佢係一日又過一日，咁啊日子啊久咗啦，長久咗啦，我就咁。等呢就相信認識那個神，認識的神同埋個神的存在啊。咁我就好相信有個神呢嚟照顧我哋。我哋来到 Ekmega 之后呢，第一件事有做的呢就是住屋的问题。阿小平呢他就跟我们申请那些老人屋，当我们申请那些标格那时候呢， 就交俾老人屋嗰啲做工嗰啲人，佢哋同我哋讲喎。佢话你申请老人屋咧，可能咧要等候一年半至两年咁耐嘅。咁啊，冇办法啦。咁啊，交个表格之后咧，就只话等候消息通知啦。啊，全能的神，感谢主，神迹嘅出现嘅喎。申请老人屋咧，唔到半年，啊，佢突然接到嗰个老人屋嘅通知信咯，佢话有批名俾你哋噶。咁啊，我哋咪知道有批名俾我哋咧，就决定搬去老人屋居住啦。我哋又好快咧，咁就搬去老人屋啦。但系咧，我就同我太太咧搬去老人屋居住咧，嗰啲屋租咧就几贵下噶。咁啊，我要申请嗰啲老人补助嗰啲福利啦。咁阿萧平咧，佢又同我哋申请嗰啲需要嗰啲福利喎。申请之后咧，阿萧平咧，佢哋同佢个丈夫咧，佢又同我哋一齐祈祷，求神帮助我哋两个老人。讲起来咧就好奇怪喎，申请嗰啲案件咧，办理过程咧，样样都好顺利。顺利不就系讲喎，而且好快脆，佢话好似同我哋赶时间咁样办理噶喎。佢冇一件咧，佢话唔得嘅，冇一句话佢话留难你嘅。啊，咁样咧，样样都好顺利通过嘅。我哋而家咧，就神赐嗰啲恩惠俾我哋咧，我哋而家又已经知道。所需要嘅个帮助咧，个福利咧，已经啊有咗啦，得到噶啦。咁样咧，我又好相信，要嘅一位神响侧边嚟帮助我哋嘅，看顾我哋嘅。我而家咧，我就确定知道点样嚟做。所以咧，我而家咧就要洗礼，让神咧个圣灵咧进入我个身心喺入边，充满我个实力，充满我个身心。啊，充满我个力量，让神嘅圣灵咧。重温我个身心，减使我平安中减平安，健康中减健康。啊，感谢主耶稣，愿神祝福大家，赐恩大家。这个咧就系我信神嘅经过见证啦，多谢大家。
刚刚怕是有点太热，所以我们加点冷水。Worried the water was too warm, so we added a bit of cold water. 我们请赵叔叔的两个nephew Joseph 来为 Uncle 祷告，然后请 Ed 来翻译。Ed。
亲爱的天父 ，Heavenly Father， 我感谢你俾个舅父咁多爱心俾我哋，而
We thank you for the love of God expressed here.
雖然舊時嘅舅父咧做工賺錢唔多又辛苦。
Although our uncle worked very hard and did not make much money,
從我哋爸爸死咗之後咧，佢咧好幫助我哋嘅家庭。
Ever since our father passed away, he really helped us.
佢話青年嗰陣時喺廣州做個護理。
He was working as a very, very low class worker.
去咗香港之後咧，就喺工廠做工。
In Hong Kong, he was working in a factory.
移民咗美國咧，就做餐廳。
Came to America and started working in a restaurant.
但我哋可以知道，你一路都看顧佢。
You've watched him all throughout those times.
雖然舊時佢唔識你。
Although he did not recognize you before,
但現在你打開隻眼，讓他看到你的愛。
But now you have opened his eyes to see your love.
他今天接受你的愛和你給他的平安。
Today he receives your love and your grace and your peace.
我們求你的聖靈充滿他的心。
We pray for your Holy Spirit to fill him.
每一天呢，幫助他和你的關係越來越好。
Every day his relationship will become better with you.
越來越親切。
Closer to you.
我们赞美你，因为你的爱是永远长存的。
We praise you because your love is always with us.
奉主耶稣名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 赵叔叔，知道你现在在伊萨卡定居。
Uncle Chow, we know that you now have a residence in Ithaca.
May
this church be your home.
And
may God use you. That you will spread God's love to more people. May Lord bless you. Give you health.
更是让你的灵魂灵命健壮。
And I will give you strength in your spirit.
我们听到你的见证。
We hear your testimony.
我现在就奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名为你施洗。
We baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我们再次祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天主，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们看到你的救恩临到 Joseph 跟 Ed 他们一家。
We see your salvation to be upon the house of Joseph and Ed.
看到他们的家人能够一个一个的信主。
We see that one by one, his family has come into your name.
不只是信主。
Not only to believe in you.
而且在这个家族当中已经有好多人全职侍奉。
But also in this family, many have dedicated their full-time in ministry.
或者在教会当中做很好的信徒领袖。
Also become the spiritual leaders in various churches.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们相信你乐意做同样的工作在我们许许多多的人的家庭当中。
Lord, we know that you want to do this in many families among us.
想到圣经宝贵的应许。
We know the precious promise in the Bible.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
Yeah, anyone in Christ, he's a new creation.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
The old has passed, the new has come.
所以我们愿意在这个教会里面常常看到有许多新的创造在这里发生。
And Lord, we would like to see more new creation in this church.
愿主赐福。
May Lord bless us.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
我们时间交回给主
持。Back to our presider.
下面是起样的时间。
Now is a worship. In responsive reading.
今天起样的经文在我们的诗歌本。第768页。
It is your hymn book, page 768.
由这个段发平弟兄来带领起样。
Brother Duan will lead the chapter 77, page 768.
请大家把 教会的圣名圣诗翻到七百六十八面。
In your hymn note, please.
第七十七篇。
Page 768, the chapter 77.
我读细体字，请大家读粗体字。
I'll read the regular font. Please respond with the bold font.
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。我们也当为弟兄舍命。
凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，却塞住连续的心、爱惜的心，怎能存在他里面呢？
小子们呐，我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
所以我们要追求同样的事，与彼此建立得胜的事。
你们既因顺从真理，洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。与喜乐的人同乐，与哀哭的人要同哭。污秽的言语一句不可以出口，只要谁是说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
必要以仁慈相待，和怜悯的心彼此相待，正如神在基督里爱我们，为我们舍命一样。
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
总而言之，你们都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱而弟兄，存慈怜谦卑的心。
所以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，能将这爱
愿要神
一切所充满的，充满你们。
感谢神。
Thanks God。
下面是奉献的时间。
Now let's worship in offering。
奉献是我们对神的爱的回应。
Offering is our response to God's love。
如果我们中间有些人你还没有准备好，或者是不清楚奉献的意义
，If you haven't prepared or you don't know understand the meaning of offering fully，
当奉献袋传到你跟前的时候，就求你光荐的传给下一位。
When the offering bag was passed, please just pass along。
在奉献的时候，我们唱一首诗歌，如漏切慕溪水。
We'll sing a song as the deer pants for the water。
求神给我们一颗渴慕的心。
May God give us a panting heart.
Say, 我的心切慕你的柔柔，切慕溪水。唯有你是我心所爱，我渴慕来敬拜你。你是我的力量盾牌，我灵单单相比。唯有你是我心所爱，我渴慕。
再唱一遍英文。
Again in English.
As the deer pants for the water, so my soul long after thee. You alone are my heart desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. You alone may my spirit heal.
以奉献做一个祷告。
Let's pray for the offering.
亲爱的父神，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们谢谢你，因为你爱我们。
We thank you for you have loved us.
因为你借着你独生子，不仅把救恩赐给我们。
For you have given your salvation to us through your only begotten Son.
你每天带领我们在生活上供应我们。
You lead us and provide us in our everyday life.
是的，主我们就是求主让我们能够时时刻刻想着你的恩典。
And Lord, that we all may we can remember your grace in all time.
知道我们的所有一切都是你所赐给的。
That all we have is that you give to us.
是的，主我们也今天把我们的奉献恭敬的来向主放在主的。放在主的面前，求主来使用。
And we dedicate our offerings before your presence, and may the Lord use it.
我们这样感谢祷告，奉救主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
今天我们的读经是哥林多前书第一章十三节第五章的第五节的这个前半句。
Our scripture reading today is 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and the first part of verse 5.
不做害羞的事。
Love is not rude.
好，我们就把时间交给牧师。
Time to give to Pastor.
我们先正式欢迎赵弟兄加入主的肢体。
Let's formally welcome Brother Chow to participate in the Lord's body.
和妈妈，各位，请你代表教会
Can Grandma Paul to represent the church to give the gifts to give the certificate to Brother Chow.
哦，谢谢。
今年暑假我们主日信息的主题是爱。
This summer that our Sunday worship's main thing is love.
我们以哥林多前书十三章第四节到第八节为主要的骨干，和大家一句一句的来思想什么是爱。
We use the 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4 to 8 as the backbone, and then we can think about what is love, sentence by sentence.
今天要看的是第五节的第一句话。爱是不做害羞的事。
We're going to read the first part of verse 5. Is love is not rude.
大家可能注意到这句话的中文圣经的翻译似乎差别很大。
You probably noticed that the Chinese and English translations have big differences.
中文圣经翻的是爱是不做害羞的事，而英文圣经翻的却是爱是不出也无礼。
In the Chinese Bible, it's more close to love does not do shameful things. But the English Bible is that love is not rude.
是不是中文圣经翻错了，或者翻得不太好？
Is it because the Chinese Bible translates wrong, or is not an accurate translation?
当然，没有任何一本圣经的翻译是百分之百完美的。
There's no translation version that's are perfect.
不过大家不要小看我们的中文的和合本圣经。
Please do not look down upon the Union version in Chinese Bible.
客观来说，这本和合本圣经是非常出色的翻译，水平相当高。
In an objective standard, this is a very good translation.
当然，在它翻译完成之后，这将近一百年当中，考古的发现及圣经的研究有很大的进展。
For sure that after about its translation about 100 years, there's a lot of findings in archaeological aspects that help us to more clearly understand the Bible.
所以我们对这当中一些字句的意思有比较正确的了解。
So we can more accurately understand the verses in the Bible.
但是就算最近这三四十年评价最高在教会最广泛使用的英文 NIV 翻译。
Even that within the last 30-40 years that the most popular English Bible, NIV version.
或者是在神学院以及一般大学最常使用的 NRSV。和合本跟他们相比都还很难说哪一本一定比较好。
Or in comparison with the NRSV version that the most used in seminary, the Union version is we don't know that which one is better.
很多地方我们和合本的翻译正中经文的原意， 那英文翻译受语言的限制，没办法把原来的意思非常的贴切翻出来。
The Chinese Union Version actually is really accurate to the original meaning, and the English Bible, restricted by the English language, cannot represent the whole meaning.
而且一些字在某一个语言里面有多方面的意思，翻到另外一个语言的时候，一定就必须有所取舍。
We know that one word, many times carry, several meanings, and when we do translation, we have to give and take.
所以如果你中英文都能读的话，我非常鼓励你读中英对照圣经。
And if you can read both the Chinese and English, and you can use the versions that have both of them together.
因为多一种翻译就多一个参考，两者常常有相辅相成的果效。
If you have one more translation, then you can have the complementary view of each version.
所以哥林多前书十三章五节这句话，如果只看英文翻译，很可能经文原来的意思就有一大半没有抓到。
If you only look at the English translation, then you will miss a big part in verse 5.
这句话很广义来说是泛指一切不合体统没有礼貌的行为。
In more general sense, this means that a behavior that does not conform to the propriety.
但从狭义来说，它特别指的是 shameful 和 disgraceful 的表现，所以所谈的合宜或不合宜是特别跟羞耻有关的。
So, in a more restricted meaning, this means shameful or the disgraceful expressions. So, the proprietary is really related to shame.
所以今天早上让我们从几个不同的角度来学习碍事不做害羞的事。
So let's several angles to understand that what is meant by love is not rude.
好，第一，碍事不做羞耻的事。
The first thing is love does not do shameful things.
当时在哥林多教会里面，很多人各方面的条件都很好，也有很强的属灵恩赐，他们都觉得自己很棒。
At that time in the Corinthian church, many people have strong attributes, and they have good spiritual gifts.
但是他们教会当中却有很多羞耻的事。
But in that church, there are many shameful things.
有人既然和继母行了淫乱。
There are people who even commit affair with their stepmother.
使徒保罗严厉地指着说，在当时连在不信主的人当中都没有这样的淫乱。
And Apostle Paul said that this is even unheard of, this kind of debauchery in the unbelievers.
同样在哥林多教会里面也有基督徒为了金钱利益的纠纷互不相让。
And there are also many brothers not yielding to each other because of some financial conflicts.
他们不在教会当中寻求和平的解决，还闹到教会外面，让所有的人看笑话。
They do not look for peace within the church, but commit a lawsuit outside the church.
弟兄姐妹，我们活在一个充满诱惑、充满试探的社会。
Brothers and sisters, we live in a world that's full of temptation and trials.
我们如果不谨慎小心，就很容易去行羞耻的事。
If we're not careful, we can easily do something that's shameful.
那这个社会所畅行的想法，也是一切以自己的利益为优先。
And the popular thought in this society is that we always go for our own benefit first.
我们如果不保守自己的心，等到遇到有利益冲突的时候，就很容易顺着血气去行明明知道不容易的事。
If we don't protect our hearts carefully, when there are conflicts, then it's very easy for us to follow our flesh.
不论行的是什么，如果我们明明知道那是一件羞耻的事，还照样去行，那就不是爱的表现。
Whatever we do, if we know that's a shameful thing, but we still do it, then this is not an expression of love.
因为纵容自己行羞耻的事，最终会带给许多人伤害。
Because if you indulge in shameful things, this will bring harms to yourself and to many other people.
在我自己认识的人当中，就有好几个男人发生外遇。
For the people I know, there are many men who have an affair.
他们让他们的配偶和孩子在别人面前抬不起头。
Let their spouse and their children cannot keep their chin up.
那心中留下的伤痕更是恐怕很久都不会愈合。
That the scars in their heart cannot be healed for a long time.
我也知道好几位在教会里面担任领袖的人，用一般人觉得可耻的手段去做事情。
I also know several church leaders that they use shameful methods to do things.
让整个教会在社区当中留下坏的名声，也让主的名受羞辱。
And the church become notorious within the community and bring shame to the Lord's name.
所以如果我们真心相信爱的重要
If we really believe the importance of love,
如果我们真的愿意好好爱我们的父母、爱我们的配偶、子女、爱主、爱教会
If we truly love our parents and spouse and our children and love the Lord, love the church,
我们就一点都不可以随便
Then we shouldn't be careless.
一定要好好的保守自己的心，不做羞耻的事
We should protect our hearts not to do any shameful things.
第二，爱是不做让别人感到羞辱的事。
The second is love is not to do things that bring shame to other people.
哥林多前书十一章五节提到，凡女人祷告或是讲道，若不蒙着头，就羞辱自己的头，因为这就如剃了头发一样。
In the First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 5 said, and every woman who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonor her head. It is just as though her head was shaved.
这边羞辱自己的头指的就是羞辱自己的丈夫
Here saying dishonor her head means dishonor her husband
保罗会这样说是因为当时的社会当中正经有体统的女人在公众场合是会戴上头巾的
Why Paul said this is that in that society for those women of propriety they will cover their head
但是一些人信主之后他们就用着说啊，基督让我们得自由做借口，鼓吹一种放纵的思想，说我们可以不受任何的约束。
And so some believers use the alibi that God gave us the freedom, and they have promote these thoughts of indulgence so that we not under any restriction.
我们知道使徒保罗是把因信称义的真理讲得最清楚的一位使徒。
We know that Apostle Paul has really clearly explained what is justification by faith.
他坚决反对人信了主之后还要带着这种守律法主义的心态来过基督徒生活
He firmly opposed that Christian carry a life of legalism into Christian life
但他同时也坚决反对人滥用在基督里的自由落入另外一个极端的放纵主义
But he also firmly opposed that people abuse this freedom and become the extreme indulgence
在这边讲的蒙头不是说啊在任何时代任何文化女人都必须蒙头
Here we say covering the head doesn't mean that in any time any culture that women have to cover their head
所讲的原则是这样
The principle is this
如果在你所处的社会文化当中你这样做在人看起来是不正经的是会羞辱你的配偶或是家人的你就不要这样子做
In your culture, if you do something that people will see that this is not conform to the normal propriety, this will bring shame to your family or your spouse, then you shouldn't do it.
所以你要注意你的社会文化。
So you should notice the social culture.
比如在非洲或中南美洲的土著当中，依照他们的文化，就算上身什么衣服都不穿，大家一同聚集唱诗赞美神，都是合宜的。
In the native in America or the South America,if you even go to worship without wearing any clothes, it's fine.
但是我们活在华人的社会文化当中。
But if we live in the Chinese culture,
如果哪一天你家里办喜事
if you say join a wedding,
有一大堆长辈亲朋好友聚集
there are many seniors, relatives and friends coming,
你却来个说啊我就是衣衫不整
then you not dressing properly,
头发乱七八糟的
you have messy hair,
在那里大摇大摆晃来晃去
and you swagger around and then boasting around,
那就是带给家人羞辱
Then you bring shame to your family
在华人教会有一位非常敬重的传道人林三刚弟兄现在已经八十多岁了
In the Chinese church community there's a very famous pastor 林三刚 and he has been about 80 some years old
他有好几个女人
He has several daughters
儿女 sons and daughters
sons and daughters
他说他年轻的时候曾经拿他其中一个女儿一点办法都没有
He said that when he was young that he can really do nothing to one of his daughters
那林弟兄是教会的传道人
Brother Lin is a pastor in the church
他用圣经的真理教导教会的会众也教导他自己的孩子
He used the biblical truths to teach the church and also teach his children
他要大家穿着简朴敬虔端庄
He preached that people should dress simply and properly.
但是他那个女儿在读高中的时候就跟着同学赶时髦。
But the that daughter followed the vogue during her high school study.
然后到教会的时候是头发上、耳朵上、衣服上硬是挂了一大堆叮叮当当的东西。
And all the tinkling thing on her clothes and hair.
那林弟兄真是觉得难堪。
And this is kind of a brotherly feel shame.
当然年轻人总是会说，这是我们的自由，你能不能接受是你的问题，不是我的问题。
The young generation probably will say, this is me and this is my problem, not your problem.
但这不是爱的表现。
But this is not an expression of love.
爱是为别人着想，考虑别人的感受。
Love is to think for others, to think in others people's shoes.
爱是不做会让你所爱的人感到羞辱的事。
Love is to do things that will not bring shame to the people who you love.
感谢主，当我认识林弟兄的那个女儿的时候，虽然她还不到30岁，她很年轻，她已经变成一位很敬虔爱主的姐妹了。
Thank the Lord that when I met this daughter, that time she's still not 30 yet, but she's already become a very pious sister.
她和她的丈夫在教会以及在宣教工厂上都有很美好的服事。
She and her husband has many beautiful services in the church and in the missionary field.
所以如果林弟兄不提，我完全难以想象她就是当年那个身上叮叮当当的女儿。
It is very difficult for me to imagine she is that daughter with all the tinkling things on her.
除了穿着之外，另外一件值得我们注意的是我们在公开场合对家人的态度。
Except clothing, the other thing that is our attitude in public.
很多先生或妻子常犯的一个错误就是当着别人的面前骂对方。
Many spouses, they come in an error is that you kind of scold your spouse in public.
骂得很难堪，让他受羞辱。
And this bring a humiliation to your spouse.
这个错，我和我的好太太年轻的时候都常常犯，我犯的比较多。
This is also committed by myself, when I was young, more of me, not my wife.
所以后来学了很多很痛苦的功课
，and these are
慢慢改进。
And these are painful lessons I have learned, and then I try to improve on it.
很多父母也常犯错误，在大庭广众之下不留情面的教训他们的孩子。
Many parents really discipline their children, not saving their face in public.
让小孩子羞辱难堪，无处可逃，又没办法申辩。
They are humiliated. They have no place to escape. They have no way to explain.
这也是我到现在仍然需要继续小心注意的地方。
This is a part I need to be very careful about even now.
我们要记得，无论是对待你的家人，还是同学、同事、朋友、邻居、教会同工，让别人在众人面前受羞辱。都不是爱的表现。
We need to remember, for your family or your colleagues or classmates, your friends, if we bring humiliation to them, this is not an expression of love.
第三，爱是不做让别人感到困窘的事。
The third is love is not to do things that make people feel embarrassed.
哥林多前书11:20-22，保罗有提到说，他们聚会的时候，哇，这个有钱的人吃自己的饭。让那些穷的呢，好像受羞愧一样。
In the First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 20-22, he said that during their meetings, the rich people eat their own very luxurious meal, and the poor people eat their own also.
他们让那些没钱的人在教会就变成像二等公民一样。
They make those poor people really feel like second-class citizens in the church.
1991年，我跟一群基督徒在洛杉矶的东区，建立一间新的教会。
In the year of 1991, I and other Christians we tried to plant new churches in the east side of Los Angeles.
那几年之后，教会要我到几个华人居民快速增加的社区去建立新的家庭团契。
And after some years, the church asked me to plant new churches in the new communities.
A new family fellowship
in the new communities.
那经过几个月的努力，团契人数从个位数增加到几十人。
After several months, then we have from single digit, the fellowship have increased to several tens.
这当然是一个可喜的现象。
This is a very happy thing.
但是没有多久就有一些现象让我担心。
But there's also something happened that make me worry.
因为在我的团契当中有两批新来的人。
Because there are two groups of newcomers in my fellowship.
一批是新迁到那一带，然后慕名来加入我们团契的基督徒。
There are Christians that are newly moving there, and they are come to join us because they have heard about us.
那这些人多半都是已经有很好的事业和经济基础，他们住大房子，开高级轿车，不少人生意做得蛮大的。
They have good business and the well-to-do in financially, and they live in big houses, driving brand name cars, and many of them have very big business.
那另外一批人是我们在传福音的时候接触到的。
And there are the other group of people is the people that we have contacted during when we pass on the gospel.
这些人多半还在为怎么样生存而烦恼，很多人连居留的身份都没有。
They still worry about their survival. Even many of them do not have the residency.
有几次礼拜五聚会结束之后
，many times after the fellowship meeting of on Friday night，
我发现那些有钱人的太太们聚在一起谈得有说有笑。
And those wealthy wives has been joking with each other.
谈的都是逛什么高级百货公司买多贵的衣服和化妆品那些事情
about the shopping malls, name brand clothing and cosmetics
他们讲得开心极了
they're very happy
完全不理会其他的人
they don't think about others
不在乎那些经济条件远远比不上他们的来说谈这样的话题根本没有办法参与
they do not consider those poor people and have no chance to participate in these topics
不过感谢神，不是每一位基督徒都是这样。
Thank the Lord, not every Christian is like this.
后来我们人数增长到再大的房子都容不下。
We have increased to a number that even the biggest house cannot accommodate.
我们就把一个团契分成三个组。
We break the fellowship to three groups.
感谢神，那时候有一个经济能力其实也很不错的基督徒夫妇愿意跟我们夫妇同工。
That time we thank the Lord. It's another couple. Even they have very well to do. They are.Willing to co-work with us.
我们就专门去向那些经济能力比较差的新移民们传福音。
So we focus on those the groups that of the new immigrants who have a limited means.
我讲这些倒不是要大家太敏感。
I'm not saying this to let you feel really sensitive.
不是说我们一到教会我们要戴上面具啊，假装很淳朴的样子给大家。
So that we wear a mask and we're really simple people.
我只是觉得我们都需要谨慎我们自己的言行
that I just think that we should be careful about what we say and what we do
因为当我们在那里谈得其乐融融甚至得意忘形的时候我们可能让旁边的人感到困窘自卑羞愧
when we talk in a haughty way then we may embarrass people beside us
如果我们只求自己开心不顾别人的感受那就不是爱的表现
if we only try to make ourselves happywithout caring for others, then this is not an expression of love.
好，我们刚刚谈的三点都是依照中文圣经比较精确的翻译，谈爱是不做害羞的事。
The above three points is the more accurate translations in the Chinese version.
而英文圣经说爱是不粗野，范围比较大。
And in the English Bible, it says that the love is not rude, it's with a larger coverage.
不过有一点我需要进一步说明。
I have to say something especially.
英文有两个字非常相近，一个是 crude， 一个是 rude.
There are two words that are very close in English. One is rude, the other is crude.
如果是 crude， 指的就一定是一个人啊，因为来自一个比较天然的文化呀，没有受过某一个文化的教养，所以在无知的情形之下，有不合社会礼仪的表现。
For crude is because some people hasn't been cultivated in some culture, and out of negligence that he does not conform to the propriety.
如果是 rude 的话就比较难说了
If it's rude then it's hard to tell
一般的用法是把无知的情形和明知故犯的情形反正只要不合礼仪的都叫做 rude
And the, in general that the both negligence or the, you don't do something on purpose if you, as long as you are not conforming to the propriety then we say it is rude
但是比较好一点的英文字典都会多一些解释
And in many of the better English dictionary there's more explanations
会说你把一些不同的态度做比较的时候 rude 常常被用来特指那些明明知道不妥还是不顾他人感受照样去行的粗鲁态度
You compare the different attitudes that the rude is specifically used for the time when you're doing something on purpose that you know it is will offend others but you still choose to do it
哥林多前书十三章五节指的就是这种明知故犯漠视他人的粗鲁态度
So in the 1 Corinthians 13:5 is talking about this kind of behavior that you do something rude on purpose
我们刚刚讲前三点的时候也是强调同样一个原则
The previous 3 points is also on the same principle
今年五月我因为父亲的身体的状况我临时一个人飞去加州看他
This past May because my the health condition of my father I fly to California to visit him
然后回来的时候好累啊就想说啊上飞机能够好好睡个觉
On my return trip I feel very very tired I hope I can have a good sleep on the flight
谁知道我旁边一个年轻的女孩一直回头大声的跟隔了三排之远的一个男孩子聊天
And accidentally, there's a young girl beside me. She has been chatting very loudly with the a boy that's three rows behind us.
我是坐在靠走道的。
I sit in the aisle seat.
那她也是坐靠走道，就在我旁边。
She's also on the aisle seat on the other side.
那那个男孩子坐在我后面三排。
And the boy is three rows behind me.
那女孩子转过头来大声讲话，刚好就是对着我的耳朵。
She turned and tried to chat. It's really a focus on my ear.
我一开始想，哎，也许飞机起飞之后他们就会停，所以我一直忍耐。
Originally, I think I can put up with this because they will stop after the flight takeoff.
谁知道起飞之后，哎呀，继续聊个不停。
Even the, after the flight takeoff, they still continue.
我看看，不只是我，前后左右的人个个都受不了。
I not only me, but all the people around me, they cannot stand it.
很多人都向我们表现出非常不悦的态度。
And many people have a face of unhappiness.
谁知道他们两位看到之后，丝毫不理不睬，照聊不误。
But even when they see this, they still keep on their chatting.
这个就是 rude.
This is rude.
漠视他人的感受。
You are indifferent about others' feelings.
明知故犯。
You do things on purpose.
只求满足自己喜好。
You only try to satisfy what you like to do.
啊，飞机起飞之后，我看这样下去实在是不是办法。
After the flight takeoff, I think that this cannot be continued.
我就回过头来主动跟那个男孩子说，我们换个位置好了。
I just voluntarily try to exchange seat with that boy.
我是往后换。<laughs>
So I change to the behind.
我换到后面坐下来之后，后面几排的乘客都谢谢我说，哇，你救了我，你救了我们。
All the people around me that time then thanked me that I have saved them.
从这样可以看到，一个人粗鲁没礼貌的时候，表面看起来他是得到他想要的，他赢了。
And on the face value, we can see that when people are rude, that they get what they want.
实际上，他在无形当中受了很大的亏损。
But realistically, he has been harmed.
因为他失去了别人对他的尊敬。
Because he lose the respect from others.
好，我们刚刚都是从负面的角度来谈什么样的事情不要做。
We have coming from a negative point of view that what thing we shouldn't do.
现在我们进一步来谈，我们可以抱着怎么样一个更积极的态度来活出这边讲的爱。
Let's look from the positive point of view that what we should do to live out the principle of love.
我想最简单的一个原则就是要提醒自己多为别人着想。
I think the simplest principle is that we think from others' people's positions.
不是每次都想我高兴怎么做就怎么做。
Not that because I like to do this, so I do it.
而是在任何做任何事情之前，我愿意学习多想想，我这样做、这样说、这样穿着，会不会让别人很不自在，甚至很难堪？
So we are try to learn to be considerate in our clothing, in what we said, what we do, what that embarrass others.
那么爱就是为着别人做一些不同的选择。
And love is that you make the choice, you can make a different choice because of others.
我在来到伊萨卡几年之后，有一次香港团契的同工邀请我去参加他们一年一度在春假举行的 退休会。
After several years I came to Ithaca, the Canonist Fellowship have invited me to their retreat during the spring break.
那时候是第一次受邀请，去之前有些犹豫。
That's my first invitation to the Canonist group, so I have hesitations.
因为我广东话到现在还是不会讲，听也只会听一些。
Because my Cantonese is not very good, I cannot speak, and I only understand a little.
而且我的年纪是他们的两倍。
I'm more than twice older than them.
我怕我如果去，不但自己很不自在，也会成为这些年轻孩子们的负担。
I feel that I may not feel comfortable among them, and I'll become burdens to those young students.
但是我自己是蛮有兴趣跟这些学生拉近距离的，所以后来就硬着头皮去了。
But actually, I would like to shorten the distance with those young students, so I still force myself to go.
那刚到营地的时候，真的是很不自在。When
I first arrived at the retreat site, I don't feel comfortable.
特别是大家各自的找寝室住。When
they are looking for their bedrooms, by themselves.
那年轻人当然喜欢跟同年纪谈得来的人住一起了。
Young people for sure like to live with those young people.
有谁会有兴趣跟我住？
Who will be interested in living with me?
我又是一个牧师啊，对，那有一个属灵的压力。
I'm a pastor, you know. I have may have a spiritual pressure.
但是这些香港团契的学生虽然年纪很小，却很可爱。
But they are very lovely, even they are very young.
他们居然会想到，哎呀。 不要让牧师尴尬。
They have thought that we should not embarrass the pastor.
他们有两个弟兄就主动的跑来问我说：“徐牧师，我们有没有荣幸跟你住一间？”
So there are two brothers come to me and say that we have the honor to live with you.
我当然很高兴，我知道这完全是他们的爱心。
I know that this is out of their love.
我到今天想到这事情，我都还很感激，也很感动。
I even until today, I still appreciate the deeds.
我甚至都还记得那几年前那天晚上我们三个人聊天的内容。
I still remember what we have talked about at those nights.
今天这两位弟兄都在修神学课程，预备全职侍奉。
These two brothers has entered seminary today.
虽然他们都已经离开伊萨卡很多年，我差不多每一年还会至少见到他们一次。
They have left Ithaca for many years, but I still see them pretty often, like once a year.
当然他们会这样体贴别人，用爱心服侍别人，不是只对我一个，而是对所有需要关心的人。
They not only be considerate to me, but to many others.
在我们这个小小的教会里面，虽然是华人教会，却是有来自却是在美国的华人教会。
We have a small church, as a Chinese church, but this is a Chinese church in America.
我们的成员有来自东南亚、台湾、大陆讲普通话的。
There are people from Southeast Asia, from Taiwan, from mainland, speaking Mandarin.
也有来自香港讲广东话的。
From Hong Kong speaking Cantonese.
还有在北美出生长大讲英文的。
And those are people born in America, and they speak mainly in English.
十年前我刚来的时候，我们只有一堂崇拜。
Ten years ago, when I first came, we only have one worship.
我们讲我们的崇拜是国语广东话。
That time we have said that we should conduct our worship in both Mandarin and Cantonese.
但是有的时候，哎呀，聚会时间拖长了不够了，大家就会说，我们只要用国语就好了。
Sometimes when the meeting drags long, then we say, okay, let's save time by using only Mandarin.
大家心里想，反正香港来的呢，多半也听得懂国语，就算听不懂，他们也该学。
Maybe those people from Hong Kong, they may partially understand, and even if they don't understand, they should learn.
实际上，我知道当时有一些国语一点都听不懂的人。他们是因为知道我们崇拜是国语广东话，他们来我们教会。
Actually, I know several people. They cannot understand Mandarin at all because they know that we have two languages. They come to our church.
当我们不顾他们的需要的时候，他们会很尴尬。
When we don't consider their needs, they become embarrassed.
那大家不要误会我的意思。
Please don't take me wrong.
有些教会讲得清清楚楚的，他们聚会是国语的，或者是只用广东话的。那个没有问题。
If any church service, they has a very clearly saying that we only have Mandarin or Cantonese worship.
但是我们既然讲比如说今天的聚会是国语广东话，我们就要应该以爱心来让每一位成员都受到适度的尊重。
But if we already said that this worship will be conducted in both Mandarin and Cantonese, then we should respect every people's needs.
实际上，最近几年在加拿大有一个新的现象。
Actually, the new phenomenon in Canada these years.
本来在加拿大的华人教会，大概80%以上都是只讲广东话的。
More than 80% of the churches in Canada, they only speak in Cantonese.
但是这几年来自中国大陆的移民快速的大幅增加。
But there's a rapid growth for immigrants from mainland.
那这些人对福音很有兴趣，没有人邀请就自己跑去教会。
These immigrants, they are very interested in the gospel, and without invitation, they went to church.
他们听不懂广东话，还是去。
Even they cannot understand Cantonese, they still go.
头几年这些讲广东话的教会不觉得自己需要做任何改变。
In the previous years, this Cantonese church, they don't feel they need to change.
但是现在越来越多的这些教会陆陆续续开始成立了普通话事工。
But more and more of these churches, they have started their Mandarin service.
过去几年，因为特别是加拿大教会的需要，我去参加了两次如何向普通话的人传福音的专题讨论。
In the past few years, I have went to the special workshops how to pass on gospel to people who speak Mandarin.
我看到一些一辈子讲广东话不讲普通话的基督徒。
I have seen many brothers and sisters. They have speak Cantonese for all their lives, and they do not know Mandarin at all.
他们现在为了福音的缘故，在学普通话。
But because of the gospel, the purpose of the gospel, they have tried to learn Mandarin.
我看到好几对夫妇，他们已经进入中年甚至老年的。
In their midlife or even their old ages.
那他们在加拿大只要讲广东话或英文，日子过得好好的。
In Canada, you can really do very well with just English and Cantonese.
他们没有必要自找麻烦去学普通话。
There's no need to learn Mandarin for these people.
他们说舌头在那边转啊卷啊，好痛苦啊。
They twirl and they curl their tongues. It's a very painful thing for them.
但听了他们分享他们服侍的态度，让我很感动。
But when I listened to their the attitude towards serve other people, I feel deeply impressed.
他们就是这样子照顾一个一个新来到教会的人。
They take care of all the newcomers to the church.
从一开始只有一两位讲普通话的人固定来，到后来慢慢增加到几十人。
From the beginning, there's only one or two people who speak Mandarin, and then that increased.To several ten.
一开始他们是不嫌麻烦的，在广东话的聚会当中增加了普通话的翻译。
From the start, they increased their Mandarin ministry in their Cantonese worship.
到后来成立了国语堂。
And then they specifically have a Mandarin congregation.
这一路走过来，付出的爱心很多，但结出的果子很美。
That requires a lot of effort along the way, but these also bear very beautiful fruit.
在我们教会有了英文堂之后，学校放假的时候，我们的联合崇拜也是讲好的是中英文崇拜。
When our church start the English congregations, during the summer vacations, we have said that our worship will be in Mandarin and English during the summer.
凡是当过崇拜主席的人都知道一个小小的痛苦。
If you know to be a presiders here, you know there's a small pain here.
因为平常选诗歌都是选只要有中文的就可以了。
In the regular time, you can choose any hymns, even it's just in Mandarin.
但是在中英文崇拜的时候，我们要求所有的诗歌都要有中英文都能够唱的歌词。
But we require that all the hymns in the both Mandarin and English service that can be sung in both languages.
那我自己是很喜欢唱诗，我也带诗歌带很多年的。
I have many experiences in presiding and leading the inspiration.
所以我知道对领诗来说选诗歌很不容易。
I know it's it's not very easy to choose the appropriate songs.
有的时候你真的好想选这首诗歌。
There many times you really want to choose a specific song.
结果如果因为没有中文翻译或没有英文翻译，然后不能用。哎呀，那个很痛苦啊。
But because there's no Chinese or English translation, then I cannot use it. This is really painful.
有的时候也忍不住想一想，哎呀，用一次没关系吧。
Maybe sometimes I think that maybe just once is okay.
反正多数人懂，少数人牺牲一下没关系。
Most people will understand that we can sacrifice the minors.
像这样的事情，我们如果是要为自己的权利来争，总是可以找到充分的理由的。
You can always find your alibi during this conflict.
但是我们既然讲好是中英文崇拜，就必须考虑到来的人有的是只懂一个语言。
But we should be really considerate. If this is a Chinese English service, there are people who only understand one language.
我们如果感觉到对自己来说能够唱诗唱的投入，对我是很重要的。
If we feel it is very important for me to be really dedicate myself into those music.
我们就应该想想看，如果因为我选的诗歌让一些人在崇拜当中想唱却不能唱，那他们的感受会是如何？
Then we should really think about for people who want to sing but cannot sing because of language, what will they feel?
爱是为别人着想。
Love is to be considerate to others.
借我们的力量谦卑的服侍。
That we use all our strengths to humbly serve others.
那大家不要小看这一件事情。
Please do not look down upon these things.
很多年前，英文堂的学生在假期当中，就算在城里面，也感到不得不转去别的教会聚会。
Before that, during the summertime, our brothers and sisters in the English congregations, they have to transfer to other church.
但是这些年来，因着大家的爱心和努力，越来越多的英文堂学生愿意，甚至喜欢。参加我们的中英文联合崇拜。
But because of our effort, that in recent years there are more brothers and sisters from English congregations. They are willing and they actually like to participate in our joint worship.
这次我们教会因为购买新屋，需要请校友们帮忙筹款。
Because of our purchase of the new building, we have raised a special donation.
每一位校友捐款的数目我不知道。
I don't know the numbers of these offerings.
但是我知道关心支持我们的校友当中有不少是英文堂毕业。
But I know among those people, many were from the English congregations.
我相信他们会这样做是因为他们在读书期间在 Ithaca 教会经历到爱。
I know that they are willing to do this because they have experienced love. doing their study here.
这个爱不是我一位牧师一个人可以给的。
This kind of love is cannot be given by the pastor alone.
而是他们感受到我们中文堂的弟兄姐妹很接纳他们，总是愿意用爱心来服侍他们。
But also because of the acceptance and love from the Chinese congregation.
今天很多在美国出生长大的华人子弟，对一般华人教会印象很不好。
Actually, the second generations Chinese, they don't have a many of them do not have a good impression on the Chinese church.
所以很多孩子上了大学之后就再也不想跟华人教会打交道。
So many of these second generations, they do not want to have anything to do with the Chinese church.
但在伊萨卡教会，很多这些学生们都说他们找到了一个家。
But in Ithaca, actually, many of the students say that they have found their home.
他们爱这个教会，甚至超过他们从小跟爸爸妈妈去的教会。
They love this church even more than the church they grown up with their parents.
也因着在这边，他们经历到了中文堂弟兄姐妹对他们的接纳和尊重。
And they have experienced love and respect from the Chinese congregation.
他们很多人毕业之后愿意去到华人教会。
Many of them, after they graduate, they're willing to go to the Chinese church.
去帮助华人教会发展英文事工，照顾新移民的孩子。
To help the new immigrants for their children.
所以弟兄姐妹，在教会里面，让我们学习肯出于爱，放弃一些自己的喜好。
Many times that we hope that we can learn that out of love that we are willing to give up something we like.
我们去体贴、关心、服侍教会当中不同成员的需要。
That we can be considerate to various kinds of people.
这样的爱会让这个教会更可爱。
This kind of love will make the church beautiful.
也让神可以透过我们教会来成就更大更美的事。
And God can use this kind of a congregation.To achieve greater things.
最后，让我用一个真实的小故事做结束。
Let me use a small, a short story, to finish.
很多年前，有一个小男孩得了癌症。
Many years ago, there is a boy who has a cancer.
化学治疗、放射治疗虽然很痛苦，他还能够承担，一路走过来了。
For the painful treatment of chemo and the radiations, although it is very painful, but he has bear along the way.
但是到了即将可以出院回家回到学校上课之前，他却有一个很大的恐惧，一个担心。
Before he can went back to school, he go back to school, he has a deep worry in his heart.
他怕他头发都掉光了，一个大光头回到学校会很丢脸。
Because he has no hair and this bald head appear in the school, this is very embarrassing.
爸妈就一直鼓励安慰他，他终于鼓起勇气回到学校。
But his parents encouraged him, and then he finally decided to go back to school.
一到学校，他大吃一惊。
But when he go back to school, he's really astonished.
因为他班上每一个男孩都理了个大光头来迎接他。
Because every boy have shaved their head to welcome him.
然后每个人看到大家都是大光头，大家笑成一团。
And because of bald head, and everybody laughed together.
那欢笑当中也有眼泪。
And in all these laughter, there are tears.
那一天每个人都更深体会到什么是爱。
Everybody experience what is the meaning of love.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
当然理光头不是表达爱的唯一方式。
Shaving your head is not the only way to express your love.
但是让我们彼此勉励。
But let's encourage each other.
让这个教会成为一个更多被爱所充满的地方。
So let this church to be a place that filled with love.
我们来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a song.
借着这首诗歌来做我们的祷告。
And use this song to be our prayers.
用你习惯的语言来唱。
You can use your comfortable language.
使我做你和平之子，在憎恨之处播下你的爱。在伤痕之处播下你宽恕，在怀疑之处播下信心。哦，主啊，使我少为自己求，少求受安慰，但求安慰人，少求被了解。但求了解人，少求爱，但求全心付出爱。
作你和平之子，在绝望之车祸下你盼望，在幽暗之处播下你光明，在忧愁之处播下欢愉。哦，主啊，是我少为自己求，少求受安慰，但求安慰人，少求被了解，但求了解人，少求爱，但求全心付出爱，使我做你和平之子。在赦免时我们便蒙赦免，在舍去时我们便有所得，迎接死亡时我们便进而永生。我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
是的，主，我们愿意用这首诗歌来做我们的祷告。
Yes, Lord, we would like to use this hymn to be our prayer.
主啊，使我们少为自己求。
Lord, let us not to ask more for ourselves.
少求受安慰，但求安慰人。
More to be counseled than I counsel in your love.
少求被了解，但求了解人。
More to be understood as to understand.
少求爱，但求全心付出爱。
More to be loved as to love with all my heart.
主要帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
因为这样的爱我们自己里面没有。
Because this kind of love does not exist in me.
恳求你继续来改变我们的生命。
That we ask you to continually change our heart.
圣灵常常提醒我们。
May the Holy Spirit remind us always.
让我们无论做什么说什么常常先为别人着想。
In whatever we do, whatever we say, we can be considerate to others.
让我们这个教会里面常常看到很多弟兄姐妹为了爱的缘故放弃自己的喜好和方便。
And because of love, that we are willing to give our convenience and our likings.
而以谦卑服侍的心去帮助其他的人。
They're willing to humbly to serve and help other people.
也愿意这样的爱不只是限在教会或团契里面。
That this kind of love is not restricted only in our church and fellowship.
让我们延伸到每个家庭。
But extend to our families.
延伸到我们的学校，我们工作的场合。
Expand to our school, to our job.
让有更多的人能够看到神的爱是何等的不一样。
That more people can see how different is God's love.
恳求主赐福我们教会。
We ask Lord to bless our church.
赐福每一个家庭。
Bless every family.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
谢谢牧师今天的讲道。
We thank the message from the pastor today.
牧师